playing with Jesus himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm seriously in love with you, and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. As you may be aware, you may have forgotten, 30 years ago tomorrow, my future wife and I had our first date together at Asahi in Greensboro. It was a marvelous evening. I think there was a bit of nervousness or unsuredness between the two of us. But I was convinced even before that first date that my desire was to spend the rest of my life with you. Nothing has changed. So need a mark tomorrow somehow. Because it's 30 years tomorrow. 10 years from now, it'll be 40 years. I'd like to share it with you. I also sent an email earlier today about a video from Project Veritas. You may or may not be familiar with them. They have done a lot of provocative things. Their techniques are, let's say, borderline. But they are inclined to expose things like the what I'm hearing a lot, expressions like the nothing burger, is something that they help popularize in a very big way. But they did a video that I sent the email and with a link on, and when I listened to the guy speak, I mean, his words were almost my own. The way he talked about his final day at his employer, I mean, was virtually identical. The way he described his accounts being shut off, people suddenly couldn't communicate with him, people didn't know what was going on, and then the security team came and ushered him out. Almost identical with me about 10 years ago. And, you know, it hit home hard. I often think about the time several months before that event when one gentleman asked me to step outside with him to talk a bit. And he used vague terms, but it was very clear. You need to be a team player. Yeah, so the objective is the team, not the truth. The objective is the obedience to the collective, not obedience to Christ. And you know how that went. But that isn't unique. I've done it more than once. That was one of the more noted ones. But there have been others for a variety of reasons. And in some cases, the issues were a bit more significant than money. And I, again, fully admit what I did post-Westar was really dumb. It was wrong. But my exit from Westar, I think, was honorable. And my exit from several other places, I would suggest, was honorable. I won't go any further. Dorothy Jane, tomorrow marks 30 years. I'm still desperately in love with you. My assumption that isn't shared, which rips me apart. But I'm here. If things change, for whatever reason, I'm here. Dorothy Jane, I love you.